The intense colors of bittersweet fruit make them conspicuous this time of year. The scarlet and orange clusters add a decorator's touch to fence posts, utility poles, and trees through the winter months. The bright colors attract not only us, but birds also. They eat the fruits and leave the seeds behind miles from the original plant. That can be good or bad, depending on the bittersweet they sample. American and Oriental bittersweet are both woody vines that climb trees by spiraling around their trunks in an effort to get the sunlight. Although American bittersweet is a native plant that is not very common, the introduced Oriental bittersweet is a prolific invasive plant that can harm woodland trees. These vines damage trees in several ways. As the vines twine around tree trunks, they can actually strangle the tree by girdling it, resulting in the death of the tree. The vines also can overtop the tree, shading it and depriving it of the sunlight the tree needs to grow. Large vines become so heavy that their sheer weight causes a tree to come crashing down, especially during an ice storm, high winds, or soaking rains. Oriental bittersweet has clusters of fruits along the length of its stems. American has clusters only at the stem tips. While bittersweet fruits are eye-catching, one bittersweet is part of our native environment, while the other is a serious threat. This has been Nature Notes from the Montour Area Recreation Commission. We hope you will note something new and exciting on your next nature outing.